What's up, guys? Welcome to Good Bad 2 No Holds Barred. This is the show where we dig up bad wrestling and then bury it again. I am your host, John Sargent.
This is Chad Priest.
It's an interesting intro for this episode.
And we talk about bad wrestling, the cringeworthy stuff that is too good to not laugh, and then we decide once and for all whether it is good, bad, or if it should be disqualified. If we agree on a disqualification, then we might hand out the illustrious Golden Russo. In this instance, it would be under the category of, heel work, I guess?
Of what the fuck did I just watch?
We are discussing today the notorious Big Boss Man and the fact that he is the biggest a-hole of all times. We did some digging on a couple of different little feuds that the Big Boss Man had. Before we get into that, though, you guys can find us on Twitter and Instagram at GB2 Wrestling, and you can subscribe to the show everywhere on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from. While you're doing that, please leave us a 5-star review, and in your review, cut a scathing promo on us. You can talk about how Sean is illegitimate and he's a nasty bastard.
Big nasty bastard.
whatever you want to say to us. All right. Well, the Big Boss Man.
Whoa, boy.
So he had two different kind of medium-sized runs with the WWE/F. He was there from 88 to 93, you know, in the cop outfit, right? The blue shirt and the black pants.
As a big, fat fuck.
He started out at like 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And then he cut down to a trim 300. But he was agile as shit. Like, he's actually a really good wrestler. He's one of my favorites, to be honest. So, We're about to say some pretty disparaging things, but they're about the angles and the storylines and not the people involved. Also, the views expressed in these angles do not represent Good Bad 2 No Holds Barred.
Yeah, no, this is so we have a pretty twisted sense of humor, and we can stand a lot of shit, but some of this we sat back and said, what the fuck?
And I will link videos to these angles in the description of the show so you guys can watch it along with us. But, so yeah, he was there from 88 to 93 as like a clean-cut, good guy policeman, right? He stood for law and order and justice.
In his prior career, he was a correctional officer.
Yeah,
in his real life.
In Georgia. And then he went and, you know, went to Japan, went to WCW, didn't really go anywhere there. Like, they just couldn't find a way to use him. And then he comes back in 1998, and he's a member of the corporation with, like, Vince McMahon, and he's, like, tactical now.
I think he's one of the first members. He's like, McMahon's bodyguard, debuts in a mask.
He's got, like, the aviators. He's wearing all black. He's kind of dressed like the Shield, honestly, before the Shield.
Pretty good looking gimmick.
Yeah, it actually is. It's one of the best gimmicks ever, really. Yeah. I think, like, heel gimmicks for sure. And man, did they go out of their way to get him over as a heel. This run is, like I said, the title of the episode, the biggest asshole of all fucking time. It's unbelievable the shit that they thought they could get away with on TV.
It never ceases to amaze me the shit that Vince McMahon comes up with. Whether it's ridiculous characters, stupid angles, which we have some more lined up, so I don't want to give any away. But
a long list.
It's one of the things that we love about professional wrestling, where you can watch and go, "What the fuck am I watching?" Because you're not going to see this shit anywhere else. But this crossed the line in some parts.
While we're on the topic of what the fuck am I watching, let's start with Big Boss Man and Al Snow, and specifically Al Snow's dog, Pepper.
Al Snow's little cute chihuahua, Pepper.
So this angle centers around the hardcore title.
Let's say that again. the hardcore title.
So if
not a major title,
if you're not familiar, the hardcore title is the precursor to today's 24/7 title.
Oh, which is the dumbest fucking title.
It had a rule that it had to be defended anywhere at any time. It was hardcore match, like slash extreme, no DQ weapons, basically, right? Weapons matches, and it was the lowest level title imaginable. Like at one, Mick Foley found an old belt in the garbage. That's pieced it together. That's what this belt was. So this angle is around that. So the current title holder, I think, was Al Snow, right? And Big Boss Man wanted a title shot. So in an effort to get said title shot, he took Al Snow's tiny chihuahua named Pepper hostage.
Well, before that, they have a match. Why Al Snow had Pepper with him, I don't know.
It's like his support dog, basically.
But he puts the crate with Pepper in it at the top of the ramp. Boss Man goes to the top of the ramp in this match, picks up the kennel, taunts Pepper, hits Al Snow with it, and then throws the crate behind him. JR has to make a point to the crowd, or to the viewers at home, that the dog was taken out beforehand.
Right.
Which kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, basically what that means is that they attempted to shoot an angle of, like, animal cruelty, and then they backtracked on it.
Because they're like, yeah, this is pushing it.
They had done before. They had, remember the famous, Jake the Snake and Damien and Earthquake crushed the bag, which had been swapped out, right?
Yeah.
So they have done this angle up to that point before, right? But they were like, oh shit, people weren't digging this, so they backed out of it.
Around the time of the WWF, the lawsuit, the World Wildlife Foundation?
I think it's maybe a little before, or it's going on at the time, I'm not sure. But so, yeah.
which would actually make this way more hilarious if they're fucking torturing dogs during this.
So, and also, like I said, anything we're laughing at is not necessarily the content, but the balls that they had to fucking do it in the first place is what's funny about it.
Yeah, we don't condone any of these actions, but this shit's basically like watching soap operas, so.
Yeah, and also, it's fictional, so it's all right to laugh at it. But, so Boss Man's idea is he's going to kidnap Pepper, hold Pepper for ransom, and so that Al Snow will give him a title shot.
Yeah, so they have a match.
Hardcore title shot.
Yeah, which you don't need a title shot because it's defended 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
I remember matches in the middle, someone's a fucking sleep in their hotel room, and someone kicks in the door with a ref.
Yeah.
But I believe Boss Man had been bitten by the dog, because at one point Al Snow has Pepper at the announce table, which at those days was ringside. There's a muzzle on Pepper. Al Snow's petting Pepper. Boss Man hits him from behind, knocks him out, takes Pepper. The next week, Al Snow is on TV with a missing dog.
Missing dog. Literally was right there. He couldn't be more aware of what happened.
So the dog is... This is on national TV, right? This is on TV, and there's video of Boss Man attacking him and taking his dog, and he's has a sign that says, "My dog is missing." Your dog's not missing. It was fucking stolen.
I wonder if this was when it happened in real time, because the character Al Snow is pretty, like, out of his mind, right?
He carries He has head.
He has, like, a head, and he's supposed to be, like, a crazy guy, and maybe he's just, like, the character of Al Snow is too dumb to really figure out what's going on, I guess. Al Snow, the real guy, is... He's contributed more to wrestling than most people ever will. But the character, I think, is supposed to be a dipshit at this time and can't figure it out. Anyways, he's got to go to Boss Man's hotel room to retrieve Pepper. Boss Man has extended the olive branch, and he's gonna hand over Pepper.
He's gonna do the right thing.
He's doing the right thing. So King and Michael Cole throw to video, which they make a point of saying they've never seen before, that no one's ever seen this video, but we understand it went well. It was positive. Yeah. And so you've got Al Snow in Boss Man's hotel room, and Boss Man's telling him, "I'm gonna give you your dog back, but he's at the groomers. But first, eat this delicious food." Which
the best food in Boston?
Yeah,
best food in Massachusetts.
Yeah, he went out of his way to have it made and brought to the hotel room. Al Snow's going, I don't want food. Boss Man's going, just eat the food and I'm going to get the dog and it's going to be great.
Al Snow finally goes, whatever, if this will make you happy and I get Pepper back, I'll eat the food.
He goes, are you going to eat some food? Boss Man's like, oh yeah, I'm going to eat tons of it. So he starts chowing down on it.
He goes, yeah, it's pretty good.
What in reality, what was that food?
It looked like Chinese food, which it looked like some kind of meat and chow mein. But
I thought it looked like stovetop stuffing.
I don't know. It looked like sesame beef and chow mein. Which, so can we take a break so I can order some food?
I'm going to leave that right there. So Al Snow's just like going to town on this food, and Boss Man's like, oh yeah, you like that? Yeah. And he goes, make sure you don't get a paw stuck in your teeth.
Al Snow goes, huh?
he goes, that's right, grade A choice pepper.
Al Snow gets up. I don't know why this fucking cracked me up. Al Snow gets up to go puke on the side of the bed. He stands up, chair stuck to his ass.
Which is like a slapstick, like Benny Hill gag that happened on accident. And this is, we're going to talk about another Boss Man angle. They have, this is so vile to the point where it crosses over uncomfortable and goes into straight up comedy.
Yeah.
It is so ridiculous that they think that this was written out an angle, and they were like, well, what if he just cooks the dog and feeds it to the owner? And Vince McMahon went, yeah, great idea. Let's do that. Let's run with that. So Al Snow's puking next to the bed, and Boss Man dumps pepper, grade A choice pepper, onto the bed. And he uses the tin that it was on to hit Al Snow with, because that's classic hardcore match shit. And he's talking all kinds of, like, oh yeah, you think you're hardcore, blah blah. He's just talking shit to him. Takes his face and smothers it in the food / pepper that's on the hotel room bed. Which, like, if this was fucking real life, like, this is the worst human being in history. He's like Hannibal Lecter.
And this isn't even the beginning of terrible Boss Man.
This isn't even the worst part. So he throws him on the bed, throws him on the floor, and he's telling him, like, you know, you're not hardcore, I'm hardcore. And he goes, that's what hardcore is all about. Takes a bite of the food and goes, tastes like chicken.
And then the camera cuts to the king, who is mouth open. What the fuck did I just watch?
Just to put this into perspective, Jerry the King Lawler, real life, might be this bad of a human being.
Yeah.
And he can't fucking believe what he's saying. So that's the first example of Big Boss Man being the biggest asshole of all time.
So then there later goes to be a feud or a hardcore title match. Boss yeah. Man, Al Snow, and
right.
Big Show, which leads into a feud between Boss Man and Big Show.
Well, before that, there was this angle with Al Snow would wrap up in a kennel match.
We're going to have to
get to that in a whole episode by itself.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to see that kennel episode, watch it, get at us at GB2 Wrestling. We'll cover that one on another episode. So yeah, this transitions into a triple threat, which transitions into an angle with the Big Show.
And it goes dark.
Yeah, you go from feeding someone their dog, and it goes down from there.
Yeah.
It gets dark from there. So they do an angle where Big Show's dad is dying of cancer. So Vince McMahon said, hey, let's feed a guy his dog. And then they're like, well, that went pretty well. Where can we go from here? What about somebody's dad dying of cancer? Again, these are not the views of good dad. No holds barred. So Boss Man is just harassing. If you hear the dog running around, we apologize. This is Pepper resurrected. Boss Man is just harassing Big Show. He's like, throwing tear gas in the locker room while Big Show's like crying about his dad.
So Big Show's dad, in reality,
had died.
Died years before. So this angle, but they do like a little vignette or a little segment where an officer goes and tells Big Show that his dad dies, and Big Show starts crying and he's upset. Cuts to like a CCTV video,
a backstage like secret video of
Boss Man in one of the locker rooms with this officer, and he had paid the officer to tell him, and he's like, "What'd he do?" He's like, "Oh, my dad died," and he's making fun of this dude whose dad just died.
He's going, "Wham, my daddy," with this like thick ass Southern accent. This is real shit that happened on television.
So yeah, him and Albert attack Big Show. Go through this whole.
So fucking Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler show a video of something that happened the week before, and this is Big Boss Man reading a poem,
you need to break this down.
Which is his condolences to Big Show that his dad died of cancer on national televised TV show. So Boss Man's reading the poem, which goes, "Ahem, he lived a full life on his own terms. Soon he'll be buried and eaten by worms." Which is how it starts. If at this point you don't think the Big Boss Man is the biggest asshole of all times, the next line in his poem about somebody's father who just died of cancer is, "If I had a son as stupid as you, I'd wish for cancer so I could die too."
Holy fuck.
Then he finishes off by saying, "So be brave and be strong, get your life together." No, sorry, "Get your life on track. Be brave and be strong, get your life on track," which is just dickhead, like,
yeah,
fucking pull it together, man. Because the old bastard's dead and he's never coming back. The viewer doesn't know that this isn't legit.
Yeah, we thought up until 10 minutes ago that Big Show's dad legitimately just died.
Yeah.
Because I would not put it past Vince McMahon to be like, "Hey, let's run with this."
Well, there was no, like, the internet wasn't available in every household while this was happening. You couldn't look and find out if shit was real or not. And when I was, whatever I was, like 13, 14 at the time, I didn't realize it was storylines, you know what I mean?
And this is Attitude Era.
Yeah, it all felt real at the time, or most of it. Yeah. A lot of it was real fucking hokey. But yeah, so that's his poem. So then they throw to the video of Big Show's dad's funeral. And this is the main event of Big Boss Man being an asshole. So you got Big Show dressed like Neo from The Matrix.
Oh, he is in leather pants, leather jacket, and the smallest glasses to fit his big fucking head.
It seemed like ad-libbing, like, "Oh, Dad, you taught me everything I know, and I'm the man I am today." It's just rambling, right?
Yeah.
Because he's just waiting for Boss Man to show up, and it's taking longer than he probably thought that it would.
Surprised he didn't look at his watch. Be like, "Where is this fucking guy?"
So Boss Man finally shows up.
Yeah, you hear... you hear like a megaphone, a patrol car drives around the corner,
like a 70s patrol car
with the biggest fucking speaker.
The speaker is the size of the car.
I shit you not, it's what you would see on Scary Movie. The speaker looks like a Fiat on top of a fucking police car.
And he's just talking shit.
A microphone.
He's at a funeral. He's going like, "Wham, my daddy." And he's like, "Oh yeah, he deserves to die," and all this shit. Then he pulls up he gets closer to the funeral, and he starts asking Big Show's mom out. "You want to go out with a real man?"
At her husband's funeral, he's asking her out on a date.
Big Show/Neo. Big Neo is obviously upset about this, as one would be.
So if when they're doing the new, aren't they doing the new Matrix movie?
Yeah.
If they do a Big Neo, I'm expecting some fucking royalties. Yeah.
if Keanu Reeves is out, Big Show in for sure. So he goes and climbs on top of the patrol car and then just immediately falls off.
Yeah.
Like, he gets himself on and then just falls off on his own. And he's taking a referee bump from this.
Yeah.
Right? He is, like...
He's out.
He is out from this, like, 2-foot fall.
Now, if you remember on a past episode, Big Show in a sumo monster truck fight afterwards gets thrown off of a 5-story building and then later walks out to the ring that same night unscathed, not limping. He's totally fine. He takes a bump from a 5-story building and he's okay. Here, he falls off the hood of a car and he's out for fucking 3 minutes.
Which gives Boss Man enough time to drive the car over to the casket, take the chain out that's already hooked up to the car, and explain...
He explains that Big Show's dad always wanted to be a drag queen, and he's gonna make him a drag queen, and he says this as he's chaining the casket to the police car.
This is a different era and time where you could say shit like that and have no fucking ramifications.
None like, whatsoever.
Imagine the amount of money and power coming into the WWF at the time that there was no one, not like USA Network, not like
that says, hey man,
hey, maybe you should fucking tone it down.
Yeah,
maybe don't feed people their dogs and drag caskets off from funerals of parents dying of cancer. Like, this is out of fucking control
and there's no ramifications.
And say, and just talking about how he wanted to be a drag queen because it's a funny pun.
Yeah,
so he hooks up the chain to show Big Show's dad how to be a drag queen, and he drives off with it, and Big Show jumps onto the casket, which he is larger than the casket is.
Yeah. He jumps on the casket to try to save it. He rides it for what, 40 feet 50 feet, and then pushes off and takes a rock-esque a bump, like the Rock taking the stunner.
Yeah,
just
he just goes S over tea kettle and fucking like heel over head, like off to the side of the casket,
and again is out cold.
Jesus Christ. And then, like, they just go back to the announcers again. They can't fucking believe what they've just seen.
And then there's... oh, Jesus. Later, that he... Boss Man breaks into Big Show's mom's house.
Yeah, this all wraps up with Big Boss Man being in Big Show's mom's house with a secret camera, and gets her to confess that Big Show is illegitimate. And he goes, are you telling me that he's a bastard? And the mom's like, yes!
And she goes, I need to tell him. He goes, you're right, it should come from you. He points at the window, says, you see that red light? You just told the entire world on national television that your son is a big bastard.
A big nasty bastard. Which would be a gimmick that Big Show would use for a while after that.
On t-shirts, on merchandise.
Alright, so that's pretty much our summary of the Big Boss Man being the biggest asshole of all time. Is this run of the Big Boss Man good, bad, or is it disqualified? Before you answer, I don't think we've done anything on the show yet which could be more polar ends of being an option to either be good, bad, or be disqualified, because this is the most poor taste,
yeah,
low level shit WWE has ever fucking done. It might have some recency bias there, but to my memory, they've never done anything as
yeah,
offensive,
yeah,
as this.
I
wait, Katie Vick just came to mind.
So I'm like, I'm torn. I want to say, from a like, from a wrestling standpoint, if you're trying to create a heel, it's good because you hate that motherfucker, right? But I think I'm going to have to go with DQ. It crosses some fucking lines. And I don't think it's necessary to tell a story.
Yeah.
You can be a heel without, like, I know it's wrestling. I'm not like triggered and super sensitive. I just don't see the necessity for it. But that's me personally. I'll laugh my ass off at it because it's fucking ridiculous. But I'm torn.
I'm going to give it a really morbid good bad. If you know somebody that has the same twisted ass sense of humor that we do, you could show this to people just to entertain them and shock them and like have a laugh about it. They should not have done it. And it should be disqualified, but the fact that it happened is where it's entertaining. That it should never have happened, but that it did. So I'm gonna give it a morbid good bad.
Yeah, I can second that.
It's hysterical that they thought this was okay.
Yeah, it shouldn't happen again.
Yeah, that's for goddamn sure. That is for goddamn sure. All right, let us know what you think about the Big Boss Man's second run in WWF at the time at GB2 Wrestling on Instagram and Twitter. You can download the show everywhere on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and the works. While you're there, give us a 5-star review, which would be a scathing shoot promo. And we will catch you guys next time. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.